is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Blind obedience is not a virtue. It is cowardice. And my God, aren't those motherfuckers in abundance today? You can see them all over antisocial media. They need to advertise how they conform their thinking, how they obey, how they follow the status quo, how they bow in the face of authority, and they need to advertise it loudly to feed their egos. The self-appointed mask police appear everywhere and remain ever eager to lecture everyone else and wag the finger at those who may be less obedient and not so willing to blindly follow every mandate delivered from on high. They follow the politically correct model and insist that everyone else does as well. They would make perfect contact tracers.
Give me that shotgun.
The truly pathetic feel the need to take selfies with their fashionable face coverings so they can upload them to their social media pages to show everyone how well they follow orders, as if that is virtuous or something to be commended. It is not. It is shameless virtue signaling, and it is ridiculous. Virtue signaling is defined as an attempt to show other people that you are a good person or example by expressing opinions that will be acceptable to them, especially on social media. Virtue signaling is the popular, modern habit of indicating that one has virtue merely by expressing disgust or favor for certain political ideas or cultural happenings. Celebrities appear to be at the forefront of this cultural phenomenon, if you can call it that, and they love to preach and wallow in their self-righteousness as they sling arrows of shame at the lowly from their ivory towers and tell everyone else how they should be living. The pandering politicians do the same, and more often than not, their hypocrisy reveals their character as they do the exact opposite of what they say you should do and live a double standard.
Douchebag!
How comprehensively one obeys does not a good person make. Cooperation with one's own enslavement seems to be a characteristic for so many these days and displays a major flaw in the human psyche. Compliance with tyranny only brings suffering. Refusing to learn the lessons of history brings the same, with more severe repercussions with each repetition. Round and round it goes. We've witnessed a rapidly unfolding culture of narcissism, which is defined as extremely self-centered with an exaggerated sense of self-importance, marked by or characteristic of excessive admiration of or infatuation with oneself, displaying or marked by excessive concern with one's own physical appearance, selfishness involving a sense of entitlement, a lack of empathy, and a need for admiration as characterizing a personality type. Selfishness, sense of entitlement, and lack of empathy seem to have become the hallmarks in society. I contend that lack of care, compassion, and empathy is what is wrong with the world. Obsession with outer stimuli and over-identification with the external is marching us straight into collectivism. The entire cultural paradigm speaks to survival instincts and promotes over-identification with the mechanism that we think our thoughts with, what is called the ego. Division and separation are the calling cards of this faux paradigm. It's a culture of me-ism, and social media has become the platform for the narcissist, the pedestal for the ego, the playground for the attention-seeking. You see, the ones that engage in the most selfless acts don't need to advertise it so that they can be showered with admiration. What's the point in that? In fact, the more detached you become in today's insane world, the better off you are likely to be. Have you seen these people that will take cell phone videos of themselves giving change to a homeless person so that they can post them on their stupid social media pages to show the world just how virtuous they are? It's never truly about assisting another. It's about drawing attention to themselves to fill their inner emptiness.
Douchebag!
Helping another should always come from the heart, not from the ego. But this, too, has been forgotten in this narcissistic climate of self-obsession. What will be the inevitable result of this me-first mentality? Well, we've got front row seats to the horror show as the whole thing implodes all around us. We've lost our connection to ourselves and each other, and the agenda has been to encourage that at every turn. A generation of indoctrinated, entitled, spoiled, and directionless meists has come of age, and they've played right into the enemy's hands, and they don't even realize it. They want to get you to destroy yourselves, and when a high percentage is lost within self-obsession, that will always be the result. Acts of kindness for the sake of doing the right thing seem to be all too rare in today's world. It appears to be more of a situation of, what's in it for me? The virtue signalers are the biggest culprits of this as they seek attention while claiming the moral high ground. We haven't learned to care for each other, and we think the world is going to deliver us some sort of utopia? The narcissists are everywhere. Hell, you just might be waking up next to one each morning. Watch out for the soulless in today's world. They're everywhere, and like vampires, they live to siphon from you what they lack within. Again, detachment is often necessary simply to stay centered and balanced. Sometimes, simply walking away is the best thing we could do for ourselves. Stay strong. Walk in peace.
I am in a world of shit.
Give me that shotgun.